Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Moko shabaka de de eke unamaka she. Adede yolololoboko de yaka she de yolololoboko. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning. We praise your name. We bless and honor you. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it, O God. We are grateful that you are the King of Kings. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning for what you're doing in the earth realm. We thank you this morning for what you're doing. Oh, God, have your way in us. Have your way in us, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we repent in the name of Jesus for secret faults. Oh, God, we repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, oh, God. Oh, we just call on your name this morning, oh, God. Oh, we call you mighty. We call you holy. We call you righteous. Oh, no God greater than you, Father God. Oh, no God greater. We adore you, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, oh, we condemn. In the name of Jesus, this is our heritage. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that we are establishing righteousness and oppression is far from us, oh, God. Father, we thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, oh, God, to the pulling down of strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus. We take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that we are redeemed, oh, God, from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. Oh, God, we are overcomers. Oh, God, we are overcomers all because greater are you in us than he that is in the world. You are great and mighty. We stand in the evil day having our loins girt about with truth, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that we have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith and we are covered with the helmet of salvation. We use the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, your mighty word, the word that you honor above your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, oh God, that we can tread upon serpents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us in Jesus' name. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Hallelujah. You made a way where there's seemingly no way. Oh God, we honor your presence this morning on Bible Story Land. Have your way. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our hand, in the name of Jesus, is upon the neck of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you anoint our head with oil. We thank you that our cups run over. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning that we are blessed and highly favored of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we could call on the mighty name of our God. I thank you, Lord, that we have life and life more abundantly. Oh, we walk in the light as you are in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. We thank you that your blood is powerful, oh God, and we thank you for shedding your blood on the cross for us. we are the head and not the tail. We shall decree a thing and it shall be established. We have favor with God and favor with man. Oh, Father, we honor your presence this morning like never before. We are honoring you. We are blessing you. We are worshiping you this morning, oh God. You are great and mighty. You are holy. Be high and lifted up, oh God. And Father, I thank you that we have the wealth and riches are in our houses. In the name of Jesus, and our righteousness endures forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that we will be satisfied with long life, and God will show us his salvation. We will dwell in the secret place of you, O Most High, and I thank you that we are abiding under your shadow, Almighty. Ooh, you are great, oh, Father God. No God greater than you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that no evil will befall us and no plague will come now our dwelling. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you that our children are taught of you, O Lord, and they have great peace in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we are strong and mighty. We are strengthened with your might by your Holy Spirit in our inner man, O God. Oh, God, we adore you and bless you. We thank you for the lives that you've given us. Oh, God, we thank you for blowing your Zoe life into our bodies daily. Oh, God, we are rooted and grounded in your love. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O Lord, our King. Oh, Father God, oh, we bless our natural enemies, and we overcome evil with good. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Oh, we just praise you this morning. And, Father, we thank you, oh, God, for allowing Bible Storyland to come on, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, on a weekly basis, Father God. Oh, we just give you glory, honor, and praise and thanksgiving because you are holy. You are mighty, oh, God. No God greater, no God holier than you, Father God. Oh, you are righteous King. You are mighty God. You are holy in all your ways. No God greater, no God greater. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah this morning. We say hallelujah to our great and mighty King. You are loyal. You are faithful. We thank you for, last night's lying down and you waking us up early this morning to praise you, to honor you, to bless you, to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, oh God. We say hallelujah to our mighty God, our mighty King. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Oh, God, for your precious blood that cleanses us of all unrighteousness, oh, God. We thank you this morning, oh, God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, oh, the Lord who will provide. Oh, and you have provided mightily for us. You provided a nation where we can serve you. A great nation, America, where we could call on your name morning, noon, and night. A great nation you have provided for us, oh God, where we can call on your name, where we could study your word to be pleasing to you. Oh God, where we can have 100 Bibles or more in the name of Jesus, and we can open them up and read about the great God, the great and mighty creator in Genesis. We can read every book all the way to Revelations, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you that you are Jehovah Mekamdeshim. In the name, you are our sanctifier. Hallelujah. Oh, you are great God. You are Jehovah Roha, our shepherd. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner over us. You are Jehovah Rapha. You've healed our bodies many times, oh God, and you continually heal us. You continually give us strength. And we say, glory to your name, glory to your name, glory to your holy name. You are Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our peace, Jehovah Shema. You are everywhere. You are in North America, South America. You're in Europe. You're in Asia. You're in Australia. Oh, you're everywhere all at the same time. We give you glory and praise and thanksgiving this morning, oh God. You are Jehovah Sitkanu, our righteous King. Oh, God, you are our righteousness. Oh, God, you are our judge. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you are a beautiful king, a holy king. No king is greater than you. No king is mightier than you. Holy are you, oh, God. Holy are you, oh, God. No king is mightier than you. You are the life-giving spirit that we need, oh, God. We thank you for the light, and you are the light of the world, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are omnipotent, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you that you are holy and a righteous God. You are Lord God Almighty. We give you praise and thanksgiving this morning. We thank you for our families. We thank you for what you're doing in each one of us. We thank you for blessing us with strength from on high. Glory, glory, glory to your name, oh God. You are mighty. You are holy in the heavens, holy in the earth. Oh, we are bowing down before you. Oh, God, we are exalting your name. Oh, Father God, you said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we thank you for saving our family members. Oh, God, that's not saved, drawing all of us closer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are a holy God, excuse me, a righteous God. Be high and lifted up, our King, O King of glory. We invite you in. Have your way in us, O God. We surrender all to you, O God. We surrender all to you. Everything in us that's not looking like you, everything in us that does not look like you, we submit to you. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, we just bless you this morning, and we honor you, oh King of glory. Have your way on Bible Storyland in Jesus' name. Amen. We are standing on holy ground, holy ground. All around us is holy ground. The King of glory is with us this morning. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We praise God, and we are praising him. Oh, we're giving him glory this morning. We're giving him thanksgiving this morning. So let the high praises of our King be in our mouths this morning. Oh, let's give him high praise today on Joyful Praise Day. We glorify our God. He is our King. He is Emmanuel. Oh, yes, he is. He is the God that's with us, King Emmanuel. our God. No God like our God. He is majestic. He's all glorious. And one thing about it, he's almighty. Nothing is impossible to our King. And, you know, I thank God that he gave us his word, and he honors that word above his name, and the word is Jesus. So as I read this morning from Psalms 51, let the word dwell in us richly. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity and cleanse us from our sin. Excuse me. For we acknowledge our transgressions and our sins is ever before you, is ever before us. Against thee, thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, we are shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from our sins, and blot out our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation, and uphold us with your free spirit. Then will we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of our salvation, and our tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else will we give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks unto thine altar. So I praise the Lord this morning for his holy word. His word is holy, 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 holy. He honors it above his name. Today we are rejoicing. Oh, we are rejoicing in our God. Great is our God. We have great joy in knowing that our King will soon be returning. He will soon be returning. So don't you be unprepared. Prepare, because the Lord, the King of Glory, is coming. He's coming soon. All right. Well, I thank God for his holy word. As I said, his word is holy. He honors it above his name. So this morning I'm going to read to you John 15. John 15, 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch that is in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, and may bring forth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. I am the vine.
I am the vine. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, excuse me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So I thank God for his joy. Yes, his joy. Our joy is in knowing that God has given us eternal life, knowing that our God is faithful, knowing that he's loyal, and that we can have confidence in him. We have so much to be joyful about. Not only did God save us, he loads us up with benefits every day. That's enough to be singing his praises for. He keeps his promises to us. He keeps his daily promises to us. And you know what? I thank God that he gives us salvation. He gives us benefits, and he gives us promises. And you know, you probably can think of many promises in the Word that God has made. Some promises he made specifically to you that maybe he didn't make to other people. But I thank God for his promises. You know, one thing he's promised us is help. Yep, when we're on our bed of affliction, he said every affliction he's going to deliver us from it. When we're sick, he said, listen, I'm going to bless your bread and your water, and I'm going to take sickness from you. Those benefits, you know, he gives us good food, shelter, homes to live in. You know, many people are on the street. He gives us cars. He gives us money. You know, the money don't come from your employer. The money comes from God who employed your employers. So don't forget, that's a benefit. He gives us protection. Don't you know many people are getting shot down in the street? But because of God, we come home safely. We go out safely. And we return and go back and return safely. He promised us protection. And you know what? He gives us physical food for our body. He said, when you have eaten and are full, don't forget to thank the Lord thy God. Don't you know there are people that are hungry, not in Africa and Europe and Australia, in America, this great country that is full of wealth, this great country, people are hungry. In every city, every day, people are hungry. Children are hungry. Adults are hungry. Don't you see them on the street holding up signs? Don't they come in some of the grocery store parking lots asking you for food? Some people are hungry. We are blessed that we have food. And, you know, I want to say this one thing. We are teaching our children to be ungrateful. I'm going to say it again. We are teaching our children to be ungrateful. They are throwing away good food. They take a bite of food and they throw it away. I wonder where they got it from. I hope they're not getting it from us at home. I hope we're not wasteful. I have to repent for my wastefulness. Sometimes I let food stay in the refrigerator too long and it spoils. I repent. I said, Lord, help me to be thankful for what you've given me. And, you know, not only does he give us physical food now, he give us spiritual food. Open it up every day. You got the word. Some people are killed if they have a Bible, if they have a page in the Bible, if they read it, if they say Jesus, they'll be murdered. So we are blessed. Take advantage of the blessings now, because there's going to come a time when we're not so easily going to have the word. So let the word dwell in you. Memorize the word. Study the word. There's going to come a time where we may not be able to have a Bible, but let the word dwell in us. You know, memorize the scriptures. Teach your children to memorize the scriptures. So it's written on the tables of our hearts, our minds. We can pull it up. When they say, you teach your children, you say, okay, baby, tell me, Psalms 23. And they can say, the Lord is my shepherd. And they can quote the whole scripture, Psalms 23, 1 through 6. They know the whole scripture. When you say, baby, I want you to say Our Father prayer. And they know the whole thing. You know, they memorize these songs that are unholy. Why can't you get them to memorize the word of God that's holy? And guess what? You're not exempt either. We all need to memorize the word. We all need to memorize, to write it upon the tables of our minds, our hearts. And you know what? That spiritual food is going to sustain us. Physical food, in the next hour or two, we all be hungry. But spiritual food, it sustains us. It keeps us close by the Father's side. So today, you know what? We're missing somebody very important on the line. We're missing Minister Donna Hawkins. She is on her walk to Emmaus. Those of us that was on last week, she said her husband went, and when he returns, she's going on the walk to Emmaus. So I'm excited. I want to hear when she get back about the walk to Emmaus. And I tell you what, they got me interested. I want to take the walk to Emmaus. It's a holy walk, and I thank God that they have such a walk that we can take and get closer to the Lord. So as we joyfully praise our King this morning, the King of Kings, we have Sister Jackie on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Sister Jackie Travis, she's going to be singing a song of joyful praise unto our King in our hearing this morning. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you? She's coming on. Jackie, how are you? She got her phone on mute, so we can't hear her, but she's coming. All right, she may be brushing her teeth or whatever because she's getting ready to go take care of the senior citizens, but she'll come on shortly.
Coming on. Good morning,
right.
Sister T.
Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
Doing good. I'm doing great. Trying to get a light set up for my little lady here.
All right, all right.
Better right there. There you go. That's right there. Okay. Yeah, I just thank God for another day, because yesterday and all this week, the Lord has just been showing up and showing out. He's been just making miracles happen for me. I went yesterday. I got my testimony early right now. Yesterday, I went and they said I had a nail in my tie. I went to Toyota. They said I had a nail in the tie. And I said, okay. So I thought they were going to take it. They said, well, we don't cover that. So I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't know. I said, well, how much is the tire going to be? They said $188. I said, for one tire? So they said, yes. I said, look, just put the tire back on. Let me take it somewhere else, because I didn't want to pay that. So when I got down to Discount Tire, the little guy said, well, he going to check it out and see how he fix it or whatever, whatever. So they was giving the closing a little bit and everything. He was ready to go, and I was ready to go, too. So anyway, I said, well, how much is it going to be? When he got finished, he said, oh, it's no charge. I said, Lord, I had just been sitting there praying, Lord Jesus, I don't know, I don't want to have to pay $100 and something for this tire. Please, Lord, work it out. When I tell you the Lord is awesome, he is awesome. I love to hear that lady and her kids saying, God, Lord, you are awesome. That is the greatest, truest song in the world.
Amen.
I was so happy. And I said, thank you, Lord. I was praising the Lord. The little boy and hugged him and everything. He thought, ooh, what is wrong? I done said, thank you, Jesus. I said, bless you, huh? He just don't know. The Lord been working it out all week long for me. I said, Lord, you are too great. You
Amen.
Are too good. I appreciate you. Yes. So I want to say this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Do it, but you won't say it. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, Lord. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I said, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I said, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I said, this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I said, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This happiness that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This happiness that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, 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 this happiness that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I said, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. Amen.
Amen, amen. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it. And guess what? Nobody can take away what God has given us. We are blessed and highly favored. Oh, that was awesome, Jackie. Right on time. Right on time. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it from me. So hallelujah. That's our testimony this morning. The joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us. Your father didn't give it to you. Your mother didn't give it to you. Your sisters and brothers didn't give it. Your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins. Nobody, your neighbors, your pastor, nobody gave it to you but Jesus. And I tell you what, he gives eternal joy, that deep down joy. I ain't talking about that temporary joy or that temporary happiness. I'm talking about deep down joy. Minister Stacy, know what I'm talking about, that deep down joy. So I thank
Amen.
God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Well, we have Sister Glory Dean on with us from New Orleans. I did see, oh, yeah, she right here. Good morning, Sister Glory Dean. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Amen, amen. All the way from New Orleans. I appreciate you.
Praise God. So happy to be on.
Amen. Well, we are happy you came on this morning.
Praise God. I thank God. I was doing, I couldn't get straight on the line because I was in prayer with a, another sister of mine. She's, we were praying together.
Okay.
God, I thank God for being on here today.
Amen, amen. I thank the Lord for you. Well, what you going to sing and play this morning?
Well, I think I'll do the praise, What a Fellowship.
All right. I love it. Go right ahead.
Praise God. You can hear me well?
Very well.
Everlasting walk, easy is still the way. Lead us on the everlasting arm. Oh, how right the path goes from day to day. Lead us on the everlasting arm. Thank you.
asking the Lord to bless America. Yeah, you know we got joy in America. We got peace in America. We are safe and secure in America. We're not having wars break out in our cities, in our states. But we thank the Lord. He is blessing America. This is the land of the free, the home of the brave. And he is standing beside us. He is guiding us like never before. So thank you, Sister Karen. I thank God for that song. Well, you know, our speaker this morning is already a part of the Bible Storyland family. She comes on with us every week with songs of praise and thanksgiving to our King. She's a great intercessor, a great singer, and she's full of the Word of God. She is from Jacksonville, Florida. She's married and has three children, and two of them sing on Bible Storyland. Minister Stacy Holman knows how to give God praise for who he is. Good morning, Minister Holman. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Praise the Lord. God is good.
We're delighted that you are a speaker this morning. So let God use you to bring forth this word. Now, I don't know if you're going to sing or the children are going to sing, but however the Lord leads you, go right ahead.
They were going to sing a song. They were going to sing your favorite song before we sing.
Oh, that's great. I hear them now, too. I hear one of them.
And the lady played one of my songs. I love that song, We Are Standing on Holy Ground.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, that is so awesome. They're going to sing your song first, Do You Love Jesus?
All right. Good morning, girls.
You love Jesus way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. Deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, my goodness. Hey, girls. Hey, Bianca. Hey, Jabria.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. You had a good week at school?
Yes, ma'am.
Had all A's on the report card.
What?
Straight A's.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to send them a gift. All straight A's? Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Straight A's. Brea got a lot of 100% on hers, but, yeah, she did well.
Amen, amen. I'm proud of you girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got that report card already. Hallelujah. My God, that's awesome. You know, I'm telling you, it takes a lot to get good grades these days. But these girls, they are very, very smart. They came here smart. They got a smart mom and a smart daddy. So I thank God. Well, we ready for the word this morning, Minister Stacy?
Amen. Amen. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I do thank you. Lord, just have your way this morning, God, let this word be acceptable to you, Lord God, and to the listeners, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. I'll be coming from 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. And the title of my message is A Full Belly. Amen. A Full Belly.
Amen.
Rivers of living water. amen, is talking about part of being a human being. We have oxygen, food. We need oxygen, food, and sleep in order for the body to function. Our bodies to be strong and work properly. We must eat, and when we eat, we get the nutrients that we need. We have different systems in our body that work for us in our body. And one of the systems I'm going to talk about is the digestion system. In the digestion system, is like indigestion when you put the food in your mouth, and your mastication when you chew it up and it breaks down. Digestion, I mean, chew it, breaks down. It breaks down absorption, where it breaks down to particles, tiny particles in our body. And it's small enough to go into our cells. And then after that, it's absorbed by all the liquids absorbed in our body. It goes from our large intestine to our small intestine to our large intestine. And then absorbed in our body, the large intestine absorbs all the fluid. And what's left, it gets rid of. So to say to that, to what are we putting in our body? You know, after the preacher has given the word and we're meditating this, on the word, what should we be doing? We should be meditating on the word. Joshua 1:8 said we should meditate on the word day and night, that we should have good consent, that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In order to function properly, you will have to take time and eat and chew up your food. So how long does it take us to eat a meal? Sometimes it takes about 30 minutes to an hour to eat a meal. And that's the same thing if we don't. At that time, sometimes we can get indigestion, you know, and sometimes it's not so much sin, but that's something that can block the system. And then the spirit, it causes some dysfunction, you know, things. Sometimes we get indigestion. So what we should be acknowledging God in all our ways, and he should direct that path. To function properly for the human body, you must have rest. You're going to have to sleep. There's no way around it. Sometimes when we think we do all the things that we can do, in our day-to-day lives, and take my kids to school, take my husband to work. We think we can do it without sleep. Think we can study without sleep. But our bodies are designed that we have to take that time and sleep in order for even to function. In the spirit realm, we have to part of getting rest in order for the revelations to come. Sometimes the word is just right there. You know, whatever we've been praying for is right there, but because we haven't had the proper thing, it's held back. So it does not want, praying the answer sometimes won't come for lack of rest. It's not what goes in the man that will survive a man. We should be, what we should be focusing on is being an example for Christ. We should be focused on fasting, on praying, getting that word in, spending time with God, acknowledge him in all our ways. That he can direct that path. So when you, because you know, if you're not following, if you had to take that time, sometimes your day don't go as the way it should, because we're supposed to take that time. Just like the body, the system in the body, it has to have that food. It has to break it down in order for the live, for us to function. Every organ of the body has to have oxygen. Without it, the organs will shut down. And that's the thing about with the spirit. You have to have the word of God. You have to allow the words to flow so you can serve God, so you can live for him, before him. And so we have to cleanse out our bowels of compassion so we can be ready to serve God and serve the people of God. And say, like in the system of surgical care, it's two parts in the heart. You have the atria. It has four chambers in the heart. You have the two chambers of the atria, which is the upper chambers where the blood flows in. The deoxygenated blood comes in with a carbon dioxide, comes in your body. And then you have the ventricles where it filters it out. So the body has to, we have to breathe air in our bodies to receive that word, receive the oxygen in our body so we can breathe, so we can function. And it has to get rid of the waste products. And that's the same thing about the spirit. We have to put that word in, you know what I'm saying, so we can go and do whatever we need to do so the Holy Spirit can filter out those things that we don't need. Amen. As in a process, and say, as a result, when you don't eat right, you don't put the right food in, the next day we'll be feeling bloated sometimes. Sometimes we feel, sometimes we want to get things to put the those symptoms out. Like you want to get milk of magnesia, you want to get something, you know, to make those things go away. But if you had put the right thing in, you would have got the right results out. But if you put the word in, you know, that the joy of the Lord is your strength, you'd be ready. You should be ready to serve God, which is Psalm 100. You'd be ready to serve the Lord with gladness. You're ready to serve God and his people with gladness. And so when you put the right necessary things in, you have to, because the body needs the protein. It has to make, you have to eat proteins in order to make proteins. So if you want to walk by the Spirit of God, you're going to have to eat the word so you can be led by the word. You know what I'm saying? Led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what else I want to say? The Holy Spirit will show you which way to go. It's Psalm 16:11. It says it'll show you the path of life. It'll show you where you should go and where you should not be going when you put the word in. And also, he that believes in God is out of rivers of flowing in. The result should be the rivers of living water coming out of you. Amen. So you should be. You know, that's a result of the system of God and the system of the body. You're getting rid of, you know, defecation, getting rid of the waste products, the urine, the feces. You're getting rid of that. It's in the body absorbs and takes everything it needs, and then it gets rid of everything else. It cannot stay in the body. It absolutely has to go. It was a problem, like you have a disorder where people have colostomies. What they do is when the large intestine is not able to get rid of the feces, it has to have another way to get out. So they have to create a hole in the, they have to have surgery, but they create a hole in the wall so it can be let out. And that's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. It has to get rid of those things, those habits, those things that love God to get them out. They have to be filtered out. If you don't take time in the Word and sit and get in the Word and get in God's presence, in God's presence, it's the fullness of joy. As a result, that people can see that you've been in His presence and what will come out. You'll be serving the Lord with gladness out of a clean heart, out of a pure heart, when you're trying to please God and not trying to please men. Amen. So, and God is the oxygen. The oxygen is the Word. You say we have to have that Word. We have to. That's our life. That's an essential thing that we need. Just like we're living to breathe, we have to have breath in order to breathe. And you have to have the oxygen. God the one put that breath in us, and He's the one that sustains it in us. But you have to put the necessary nutrients in. You have to have sugar in order for you to have energy to move around. So you have to have some sugars in your body that you need. You know, proteins, amino acids, fats, triglycerides, those things we have to have in order to function. And that's like you can't function in the kingdom of God without the word. You can't function without fasting and getting in front of it, getting in the space, you know, seeking him. And that's what's out of your belly. That should be the result. That coming out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. You know, when we come before God, we have something to offer him. You know what I'm saying? We all have something to give, whether it's worship, whether it's praise, whether it's a prophecy. We all have something to give. He's ready to use it, but you have to put in. If you don't put in, then nothing's going to come out. You put more of the flesh and swear more of the flesh, that's what you're going to get. You know, sometimes it's not that you don't want to do the kingdom. It's just that you haven't put in what is needed so you can operate in the kingdom. So that's my word. Out of the belly, full rivers of a full belly. You know, it's not about just having a full belly, but what are you putting in? Can your body take that? And take that and operate off of it. It may take some of the junk food. It may operate for a little bit, but after a while, you're going to have to go get you some salad. You know, you have to get you, you know what I'm saying, get you something that's going to give you strength where you can go on. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're lacking iron, you know, you have to put iron pills in the natural to subside the iron. You know, to make your body balance with the iron that it needed. With diabetes, the sugars are supposed to go into the cell to help the pancreas to make the insulin, you know, to help you to function. But if your body is not producing the insulin that's supposed to from the pancreas, that's why you have to put insulin in, you know, or take a pill to help you produce what you need. So that's the natural part, but the spiritual side, you just put the word in, take time to put the word in, and walk by the word and live by God. God's system operates, you know. It operates more better more than the system of the natural. But, I mean, but out of your belly shall flow rivers of relevant. We just, we God. So when my neighbor come for help, we cannot shut up our vows of compassion. God has, God wants to comfort us. He wants us to help us. You know what I'm saying? By the way of the Holy Spirit, he is full of compassion. We got to be ready. And you're not ready if you hadn't took the time to do what you need to do. You know, so you can function, so you can operate in the kingdom of God. So you can be used by God. And not even saying you don't want to use it, but you got to put what is in to get out. You know what I'm saying? You can't operate in God, in the kingdom of God without the Holy Spirit, without his word. You know, so he said, meditating that word good day and night, you should have good success. So you meditate on and spending time with him and focusing on trying to please him and not people. God, everybody be pleased and God will be pleased. Amen. Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What an awesome word! Now, we know you're a songstress. Oh, my God, those songs you sing, oh, my God, they're awesome. But I tell you what, I told you she was full of the word. She's full. We're going to have to start calling her Dr. Holman. Does she know the body, but she know the word of God better. She talked about the heart, the digestive system. And, you know, I love the title of her message, A Full Belly. Yep, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. I mean, she really broke that message down into the physical and the spiritual that we need. We need rest. The body needs rest. The body, you know, in order for it to function properly, we need, sleep. And, you know, she just covered every part, the heart, the aorta, all the four chambers, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that great Holy Spirit that filters things out of us that we don't need. Oh, my God, she covered everything. So I thank God for the comparison between the natural and the spiritual, the physical and the spiritual realm. So, oh, my God, that was an awesome message, a full belly. And, I mean, we got our belly full from Minister Holman this morning. She's a great psalmist, but I tell you what, she's a great preacher of the word of God. She's anointed to preach. She brought forth a powerful message. So eat on that word all day. Chew it up. Let it digest. Let it just, you know, fill you up, a full belly. And then let that Holy Spirit do that continuous work, as Minister Stacy Holman said. Oh, my God. And I tell you what, she's training her children up in the way they should go. And your son's going to be all right. Don't you just trust in the Lord and just speak great things over his life. Man, you're going to be awesome. You already awesome. You are powerful. Just speak great things over him. Speak no negative words to your children, but all positive words. And watch him grow. Watch him have a full belly in the spirit when you speak the word of God over them. So, Minister Holman, that was a powerful word. I thank God for you. I thank God for every song that was sang this morning. You know, we are so blessed on Bible Storyland. We have many psalmists, many ministers of the word. We're just an awesome family of God. I thank God for each one of you. Each of you add that part that we need. So don't feel like, even if you're not saying nothing, don't feel like you're not a part. You are. You are, and you can say something anytime you want. But even our, you know, those who are quiet on the line, you are a very important part to Bible Storyland. We need you. You know, there's a song, I Need You, You Need Me. We all need each other. So I thank God. Karen started out, we are standing on holy ground, and, you know, we've been calling on the name of the Lord in song and prayer this morning. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. And then Jackie came forth with this joy that the Lord gives us. You know, can't nobody take it away. The Lord gives us that joy. That peace that he gives us, can't nobody take it away. You see people going through great trials, and you wonder if they're going to make it through. but through the grace of the Almighty, they do. And then Sister Gloria Dean came forth with that song, What a Fellowship. Now, you know we can lean on the everlasting arm of the Father, and we can fellowship with Him. Minister Stacy touched on it in the secret place. We got to go there and visit Him. Excuse me. We got to live in the secret place. And I just love that song that Minister Holman's daughter sang, Jabria and Bianca. And guess what? They're making A's, 100s on their grades. They're very brilliant. And you know what? They ain't brilliant by accident. God made them like that. God downloads brilliance in His children. I've been substituting different schools all over Jacksonville. And I tell you what, all of the kids are brilliant. They are all smart. He is making them smart. They are like Daniel and his friends. All we got to do is train them. You know, many of them I go in, I say, good morning. They don't say a word. I say, good morning. And they say, oh, good morning. They haven't been taught. We got to teach them. We got to train them. We got to teach them how to speak, what to say, when to say it, how to say it. Many of them don't even know, you know, to say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or yes, or no. You ask them something, I say, excuse me, or they shake their head. Big children, they're shaking their head. I said, oh, no, don't shake your head. You speak. You're older. You're not in, you know, now I work with kindergartners, pre-K, all the way through high school. I've subbed in all the schools. And the children are wonderful. When I say wonderful, now, in many situations, they're allowed to misbehave because they're not being trained. They're not being trained in righteousness. They're not being trained how to behave. It's nothing wrong with our children. They just haven't been trained. And guess what? It's not their fault. We got to train them in the morning. Hit your knees, baby. Come on, get on the knees. Our Father, which art in heaven. God is great. God is good. Whatever it is that the Lord is teaching you to pray, we got to do that. We serve a great God. And, you know, the kids, before I leave at the end of the day, a lot of them are saying, we want you to come back, even the teachers. We want you to come back. I was in one class the other day, and the children, oh, my God, they were rude and disrespectful, not their own fault. But by the time I left, they knew how to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes and no. They were respectful. Some of them, you know, stepping on my feet. They ain't know not to run into me. I taught them, I said, look, when there's an adult present, you walk around unless that adult call you to come. They are not trained. We got to stop and train them. We got to do what it takes to train our children. It's nothing wrong with them. People say, oh, they're so bad. I rebuke that. They are not. They are a product of what we're doing with them. God gave them to us as a gift. What are we doing with the gift that God gave us? Are we just letting them grow up like the weeds outside? You know, weeds, we just chop it down. We don't pay no attention to it. When they grow up, we just let them grow up. We don't be out there trying to do nothing to them weeds. We just let them grow. But children are very precious to the Lord. So we got to instill the word in them. And you don't always have to say, God, 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 God. But, you know, I went in the public schools, they don't want you to say that. But in some classes, I did say it. I had the freedom to say it, and I said it. I said, you know what? I taught them about the mind, the beautiful mind that God gave them. I taught them about the beautiful eyes that God gave them. I said, okay, put your hand on your head. And I said, I want you to say, my mind is in training for what I need to receive to learn today. My ears are in training for what I need to hear today. My mouth is in training to speak what I need to speak today. And they repeated it, and I explained it to them what that meant. And their hands is in training to write the curriculum that needs to be taught to them. And, you know, many times I see ungodly curriculum in our schools. So I have to rebuke that ungodly curriculum and ask the Lord to bring his curriculum back into the school. So I'm giving my testimony. That's one of them. I got another one, too. But anyway, I got another one where I went to church last week. I may as well just go ahead and give it and then give people a chance in a little bit to give a testimony. But, you know, I was brought up here in Jacksonville partly. And I'll tell you what, Jacksonville is a great city. When I was brought up here, we had dirt streets and chickens in the yard. Women hanging their clothes out. They had wash tubs and, you know, and they were training us. They say, sit right here, baby. And I bet you what? You better not move. They tell you, my mother used to tell me, if I did something she told me not to do, she said, go over there and get you a switch. And it better be a good size. If I have to go get it, I'm going to get a limb. I'd have to go get my own switch. She'd tear my little legs up when I didn't listen. When I did something she told me not to do, and I knew I was doing the wrong thing, she'd tear my legs up. I ain't like it. But I tell you what, I don't have no marks today. Them little marks went away. But she brought about correction in me. My father took the end of a belt one time, just tapped me. But this is my real testimony. The neighborhood where I was brought up, the adults, they could spank us. You know your mama don't lie. You know your dad don't. Get home. Y'all better not do this. Y'all better. They could tell us what to do. And guess what? I tell you what, we didn't have no telephone, but by the time we got home, our parents know what we've done. The message got passed down by word of mouth. Every neighbor knew each other. So last Sunday, I was fortunate. One of my spiritual daughters invited me to go to church with her where she had to speak the word of God. She had to bring forth the message. And it was an awesome, powerful message about all is well. And, you know, we got to speak that all is well. We speak, oh, my toe broke, my ankle broke, my hand hurt, my children are cutting up. When we speak all that, we get more of it. Everything we speak, we get more of it. We are sending the word into our lives, everything we speak. So, you know, we got to be careful with our words. But anyway, at the church, she asked me to come up on the pulpit with her and be her armor bearer and read the scriptures for her. So I did that. And excuse me, when I got in the neighborhood, I said, oh, my God, my house was 2 blocks away or a block and a half away from where the church was. And the kindergarten teacher that taught me, the house was like next door, the next door. So anyway, my testimony, I asked the pastor if I could give a testimony. He said, yes. So I told him, I said, you know what? The word of God was planted in me in this neighborhood. I said, you know, I went to West Friendship Baptist Church right off of Beaver Street on Cary. And I said, you know, we got little speeches and then bigger speeches. We got the word, little bitty scriptures, then bigger scriptures and bigger scriptures. And the word was planted in me as a child. And then I went to kindergarten. And our kindergarten teacher trained us up with our parents. Our parents used to tell us, look, whatever your teacher tell you to do, you better do it. My parents always agreed with the teacher. She never agreed with me or my sister or the children. Their parents agreed with the teacher because the teacher was helping the parents train their children up. It's not the teacher's job to train up a child, but my kindergarten teacher, she was way up in age when she taught us. But I thank God for the word she instilled. And then I went to elementary school, to West Jacksonville Elementary, about 2 blocks away, and they taught us. When we went to the cafeteria, we could smell cooking in the kitchen. I mean real cooking. They actually had pots and pans, and they cooked it from scratch. They wasn't opening the cans. They were snapping green beans, cooking collard greens, making biscuits. Whatever, chicken, you know, wholesome, nutritious meals. We ain't get stuff out the package. No, it was wholesome, nutritious meals. And when we got ready to eat, we put our hands together and we prayed. The whole cafeteria, every class prayed. So I thank God for that training, that he brought me up in the way I should go. So, you know, we serve a great God. He has great plans for Bianca, Jabria, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Even if they're grown, he got plans for them because he put a purpose on the inside. So, you know, I want to tell you that salvation of others should be our top priority. We are commissioned by God to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That good news that Jesus died for you and me and everybody. He arose on the third day. And when we confess that with our mouths and believe that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, we will be saved. But we got to go and tell our neighbors. Where is our neighbor? They ain't just next door. They may be 2 blocks away. They may be 2 miles away. They may be in another country. They may be, you know, in this country. I don't know. But our neighbors is everybody. Everybody we come in contact with, that's our neighbors. So we got to start telling them, you know about God? Are you saved? Do you know the Lord as your Savior? I know you know his name. Pretty much everybody knows his name, Jesus, Jehovah. Pretty much we know his name, Emmanuel, the Lord God Almighty, the King of Kings. We pretty much know his name. We got that down pat, even if we don't go to church. I met a lady in Dollar Tree the other day. She said, I told her what the Lord said. She said, oh, yeah, I know. I'm coming back to God. I said, miss, you got fewer days in front of you than you do behind you. She was an older woman. But, you know, sometimes we fool ourselves. We think, oh, yeah, I'm going to get saved tomorrow. When is tomorrow? That don't never come. Today is the acceptable time for salvation. So if there's anybody on here that's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation so you can be saved today. Well, nobody pressed 1 that I could see. I don't see nobody pressing 1, so I thank God that everybody's saved. Now, you know, we got to pray that all those who left God, those who became weary and well-doing, who left the race, we got to pray that they will return to finish the race. Because the race is not given to those that run fast, but it's to those who endure to the end. We got to hang on, and we got to help each other. You know, we all get discouraged. We all get downtrodden. We all get, you know, sometimes oppressed, suppressed, depressed. We got to say, you can do it. You can make it. You're going to overcome these things. Wait on God. You are an overcomer. We got to encourage one another. So let's all stay on in the race and run this race, because that's what God wants us to do. We want to see him when we leave this world, and we want to hear him say, oh, my God, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. We want to go into heaven. You know, it's a lot down here on the earth we had to deal with, but when we go to heaven, we don't have to worry when we've done and lived a righteous life. We've done the right thing. You know the right thing. If you don't know it, you better open up the Word of God and find out what's right and what's wrong. Because nowadays they're trying to switch it around, but it's not so. The devil is alive. So I thank God for the right way, the righteous way that he's training us up. Well, it's testimony time. I know Brother David is on here. I saw his number on here. Brother David, you got a testimony? I don't see his number right now, but I see his wife's number. Maybe he's on with her. Testimony time. Press 1. If you're already on, give 1. All right. Yes?
Testimony?
Okay, go ahead.
It's just me. I was just calling to let you know. He had to run out. He had to go do some rehearsal thing, so. But it's just me. I just want to let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Donna. That's Brother David's wife, that precious woman of God. Thank you. All right. Did someone else say something, a testimony?
Yeah. I have been wondering about a laptop and everything, about the school. And I was like, Lord, I'm tired of going back and forth, and I really need to be in the classroom. And so, last week, the lady called me from the school, and she told me that they're going to be, this is the last one they're going to be doing online. So I'll be going to school Monday through Thursday from 9 to 1. And then God blessed me with I wanted a job. I said, Lord, I need something, you know, for the, you know, to help my husband I did a little bit of something. I didn't want to really get full time because I was still in school.
Yeah.
And I was at the library and they had a thing up there for the thing, but they had a note on the table, on the job table at the library, asking for a driver. And I called the people about the job. And then when I get there to go the next day to go to the interview, and I couldn't find a place, so the man met me at the Gate gas station. So I followed, he met me, and I went to the place where it was. And when I got in the car, he said, "This is a young lady." And the man said, "What? You look familiar." It was the preacher. I was on a friend of mine, a prophetess, my sister. She invited me to do a praise and worship for her. And then later I could do ministry and stuff, ceremony. The guy that was the owner was the guy that was on the program. And he said, "I know her. I knew that was God."
Uh-huh.
So I just prayed. Yeah, it was Pastor Matthews, and he was talking about, we were just talking about him, going to outreach. You know, he was going to go feed the homeless, I think on the 5th and 20th, he's going to be feeding the homeless downtown.
Okay.
But yeah, it was him, his company. And I was like, "Oh my God." That was God. Thank God for that. Even though it was worth it.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. All right. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. If you have a prayer request, press 1. State your prayer.
I will do my prayer request, and I think Carita already knows what it is. Let's be in prayer for Donna Hopkins.
Yep, I got it written down already on her walk. That's the first prayer request I have down here for her Emmaus walk. All right, anything else, Sister Karen?
You have it, thank you.
All right, anybody else? Prayer request, let's see. I hear Jabria or Bianca, they're giving their prayer requests in the background.
Oh, you hear them?
Oh, yeah. We can hear everything on the radio.
She's been praying for that galaxy, that tablet she wants so bad. But,
all right, well, we'll pray for them, too.
Amen. Amen. We still pray for us a home. We want to buy a home. Amen.
Okay.
Want a home, like. Amen. A permanent place for our family.
Well, we thanking God for that home because you already got it. You can ask Him already. And whatever you ask in His name, believe it, you're gonna get it.
Amen.
So God, we're just gonna thank Him for it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, God.
Amen, amen. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. All right, well, we're going to pray this morning. Thank God for each of you. I don't want to pray unless everybody's giving their request. I don't want to leave anybody out, but we'll include everybody. Well,
it's
Father,
great.
We just... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, pray for, Carita, pray for the Shalom family.
Okay.
Shalom family.
All right.
I will go too.
All righty. Anybody else? Prayer request.
I like prayer request.
Okay. Who's that?
Jackie.
Okay. Go ahead, Jackie.
You know, for my senior citizens. Well, each and every one of them, for Miss Ruth Wheaton, she's the little dementia is trying to come up on her. We're trying to pray that she can stay in her right mind longer. And
yeah.
For just each one of my patients and my family members, my daughters, my husband, and my cousins and sisters, and my auntie, her husband's coming back home. So we're trying to pray for that and everything. So just that prayer request for that and for the peace in Jacksonville and for the family of the kids that got killed, the 6 kids and the mother, the grandfather killed the 6 children, pray for the rest of the family.
The grandfather killed
killed six of the people in the family.
In itself.
Yeah, that was some.
Well, I was thinking it was a father, but it was a grandfather.
Grandfather.
Yeah, all of them. I just pray for
Jackie, what did you say? Was it the father or the grandfather?
The grandfather.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the,
all right.
And the two young girls that were found dead, that were killed, the two young girls, they were 19 and 20, that were killed. Just pray for the, just pray for Jacksonville. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Because a lot of stuff just been happening. Amen.
Safety,
but yes.
Safety and protection.
Amen. But yes, protection is covering those that are not saved, that they come to Christ, come to know Him. Amen. Just our families, just families that cover our homes. The enemy's running rapid, getting bolder and bolder, but he's not greater than God. He's not greater than God.
Amen. So, Minister Stacy, you're going to join me in prayer this morning. Would you pray for Miss Ludell and her family? I'll start off, and you pray for Miss Ludell, you know, the older woman who comes on. She called me about seven something this morning, and she told me she had to go to something at her church, but she misses everybody, and so
Amen.
She wouldn't be able to be on. So if you pray for her, but I'm going to start the prayer, and then I'll call the prayer request. Father God, in
Amen.
The name of Jesus, we just adore you. We bless and honor you. We thank you for the privilege that we have, oh God, to come to you. Your word says, whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. So we thank you, Father God, that we could come to you and make our requests known unto you. And even before we make our requests, you already know them and you've already answered them. So, Father, I lift up your daughter, Minister Donna Hawkins. And I thank you, oh God, as she walked on the walk to Emmaus. I thank you for keeping her safe and protected. I thank you for drawing her even closer. I thank you for more secret time, place with you. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for destroying everything around her that's not like you. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that walk. Oh God, as she walked with you, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. Let the words of her mouth and the meditation of her heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. And we thank you for that privilege of being able to take that Emmaus walk, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our family, her husband. We thank you for Mother Hawkins and Mother Newsom. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in their lives, protection and safety, and keeping them in their right minds, keeping their minds stayed on you, O God. Father, we just bless and honor you, and we thank you for what you're doing for Minister Donna Hawkins. We look forward to that testimony that she'll be giving next week in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Can we go ahead and pray for Ms. Ludell now?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Ms. Ludell, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a blessing to the Bible story land, Sister G, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that you continue to strengthen her with long life, Lord God. Strengthen her body, her mind, her soul, God. In the name of Jesus, give her a hunger the more for your word, God, and continue to sing your praises, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to use her, God, to touch many lives, God, to touch her, to leave her inheritance for her grandchildren, touch her grandchildren, her great-grands, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord, just have your way in her life, Lord God. Like never before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you, God. We just thank you for her, God. She is one of your vessels, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, we just lift her up before you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just long life and strength, Lord God, and good health, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. And, Father God, I lift up Minister Stacy Holman and her husband and the girls and her son. And I thank you, oh God, for giving those girls, Jabria and Bianca, the desires of their heart. One of them desire a tablet, oh God, a Galaxy tablet. And, Lord, they've been faithful on Bible Storyland, coming on, oh God, singing praises unto you, giving you glory as young children, oh God. So, Father, give them the desires of their heart. And I thank you for Minister Stacy's family, oh God. I thank you for every family member being saved, set free, healed, delivered, filled with your Holy Spirit, oh God. And Lord, I cover her son with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke any rebellion in the name of Jesus. And I say, peace, be still, peace, be still. And so, Father God, I thank you for the great plans you have for Minister Stacy's family and her and her family, oh God. And Father, we thank you for that home that you have for the family. We thank you for it, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. Oh, God, we claim that home. And even, Lord God, as she look online for a home, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I think when she see that home, she'll say, that's it. And she'll say, that home belongs to me. She'll keep claiming that home as her own, that home, that home. And, Father God, I thank you, oh, God, for giving her the desires of her heart. Keep her family safe, oh, God. I thank you for a part-time job. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, I thank you even more so for the wife that she is, for the mother that she is. And I thank you, Father God, that she's training up her children the way that they should go. She's submissive to her husband. She works in the ministry. She's a student in school. And I thank you for all the things that you're teaching her in school because she's learning how to apply them in your word and bring forth great messages, oh, God. So we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Minister Stacy, could you pray for Frank Hart? He needs healing. He had surgery, but he needs healing.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bless you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. For Frank Hart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, he's your child, Lord God, your son, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you're able to do the impossible, Lord God. Holy Spirit, go in and cover over him and touch the place, Lord God, that we can't go, but Dick and the Holy Spirit can go, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, move in a mighty way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we claim the speedy recovery, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that your angels minister to him like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, touch him from the crown of his head to the soul of his feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke anything that's not of you, God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke pain. We rebuke everything that's not of you, Lord God. This order out of his body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. We claim it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the kingdom of God. By your stripes, he heals to heal, Lord God. He heals to deliver, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, use them right there in the hospital, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bring souls, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, he is victorious through you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. We put out every stronghold, God. Move any doubt, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, have your way, Lord God. We claim it, God, to be done, Lord God, that he is whole, Lord God, mind, soul, and body, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, all right. Father, we just thank you today for what you're doing for Sister Gloria Dean and her family. I thank you for the healing virtue going throughout her son's body in particular, oh God. I thank you for healing him, delivering him, drawing him closer to you than ever before. I thank you for all of her children, grandchildren, that they are calling you Lord. They're calling you Savior. I thank you, Father God, that they were trained in the way that they should go. Draw them even closer to you in this hour than ever before. Draw them, as the song said, draw me near. Draw them near to you, oh God. I bind the hand of the enemy that will come against her, her children, her grands, her great-grands. I thank you for you are their shepherd, and they shall not want, for protection, for safety, for strength, for healing, for direction, for guidance, for wisdom, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Minister Stacy, can you pray for Sister Jackie, the senior citizens, particularly Miss Ruth? She's an older woman, just a precious young older woman, and pray for Jackie's family as well.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Sister Jackie, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who's a blessing to Bob Sterling and to Sister G, Lord God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, meet every need, Lord God. You know her heart's desire, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to please you any way she can, Lord God. Whatever her hands find to do, Lord, that you continue to do unto the glory of God, Lord God. Use it like never before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, what's on her, God? Lord God, to be contagious on her children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let them be on fire like she on fire, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, continue to use us in songs and praise and worship, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continue to stir that word up in us like never before, God. Give us a hunger and thirst for your word. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Ruth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch Ruth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. You know what she has need of, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, desires of her heart, Lord God. Strengthen her in her mind and her body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that she can just walk about the way she needs to go, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, Lord God, in the nursing home, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, use the Lord like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. You said wisdom, Lord God. Hallelujah. Fill her heart with wisdom, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just pray for this other senior citizen, Lord God. In the name of for all the seniors, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. That you touch them, Lord God. That they're still valuable, Lord God, to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you can still use them, Lord God. You said get wisdom, Lord God. Get the principal thing, God. They are full of wisdom, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, allow them to be able to deposit their wisdom, Lord God, to the nurses, to the grandchildren, Lord God. Lord God, tell them about their life and where they've been, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Amen, amen. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we are disturbed in our spirit about that spirit of death. We bind the spirit of death that's going throughout our cities, particularly in Jacksonville right now. In the name of Jesus, we curse the spirit of death over our city, from our family, and off of our lives in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we thank you that the threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked. We call out the names of the strong men of death, and we pull their strongholds down. Azrael, Uriel, Samuel, Grim Reaper, Lalito, Father Time, Orias, Heal, Azanime, Shemal, Thomas. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke Calama, Hades. In the name of Jesus, the assignments of death is broken off of us and our families, our cities, our state, our nation, our future generations, which includes death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crime, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assaults, freak accidents, gang violence and initiations, hijacking, robberies, burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and other organized crimes, generational curses of infirmity and sickness, abuse of weak, of the weak and the innocent. We declare that none of these will have any power over us ever in Jesus' name. We confess with Psalm 68:20 that escape from death comes from the sovereign Lord. We declare that the Lord has not given us over to death. Psalm 118:18, God, we thank you that we have found wisdom that breeds life, according to Proverbs 8:35. We have found favor of God on our lives because we love wisdom and will not court death. We agree with Proverbs 12:28 that life in the way of the moral and spiritual prosperity and in its path there is no death. The word of the Lord in Proverbs 10:2 declares that the treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but the righteous are delivered from death. We are delivered from death. Our spouses are delivered from death. Our families are delivered from death. Our seeds are delivered from death. Death has no victory over our lives. There is no sting. The spirit of death is bound, and the spirit of life is loose. We will live full, abundant lives in Jesus' name. We will live and not die. The law of wisdom has caused us to depart from the snares of death. We will not walk in the ways that seem right but lead to death, we will walk in the ways of righteousness. We know that we have passed death to life because we love people. Those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our houses are not houses that are the way of hell or chambers of death. Our feet do not lead to death. Because we love wisdom, we do not have a covenant with death. Because we do not prevail, pursue evil, death is not our portion. We are delivered from the messenger of death. We have passed from death to life because we love each other. We understand that to hate is to abide in the spirit of death. The fullness that the fumes that have ignited the airways for the spirit of death to flow are fallen to the ground. Lord, I thank you that we have life and life more abundantly. We believe every word that we have spoken, and we believe that the manifestation of the power of these words will be a sign to our city that shall cause the government and the media to know that Jesus is Lord. As a result, I thank you, Lord, that many souls will be saved in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing around us, in us, and through us in our city, and we shall live and not die. We declare these words over our city. Well, I have two announcements. One, Zion Hope Academy Christian School is in the making. It's almost here, almost here. Zion Hope Christian Academy. Sister G is the administrator. So I thank God that he's helping me to be the administrator that he's calling me to be over Zion Hope Academy Christian School. The other announcement is that Apostle Bose, a women of gathering, worship gathering, is coming forth in November. November the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is coming up quick. So prepare. You're all invited to the prayer gathering. It's going to be praise and worship. Many people will be saved, set free, healed, and delivered. November, I gave the wrong date, November 13th, 14th, and 15th. So I thank God for each of you. All right, someone's coming on the line right now. Hold on 1 second. 218. Good morning. That's a 281 number. Texas, good morning.
Okay, I had to call on a different line. My phone died.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry, Karen. Okay. All right.
No problem.
All righty, all righty. So you're invited to Apostle Bo's Women of Worship Gathering. It's for men and women, November 13th through the 15th. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I've enjoyed each of you. I thank God for each of you being on the line with us this morning. I praise and thank the Lord that he woke us up. Yes, we serve a great God, a mighty King. He's awesome in all his ways. I praise God, you know, joyfully every day. But when I open my eyes, I say, thank you, Lord. So join me in thanking the Lord our God on a daily basis. And I thank God that, you know what, he said we could cast our every care upon him. And his word is true. Everything that God tell us, he means it. He's not like us. He's not a man. He don't lie. He's truth. So be faithful to God. Let's love him daily with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And don't forget, we got to love each other like we love ourselves. So don't forget, we must love God, the person next door, down the street, Asia, Africa, all over the world. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I love each of you, but you already know God loves you more than I have the capacity to do. So I thank God for you. Love y'all. Bye-bye. See you next Saturday.
All right. God bless you, Sister G. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Thank you for the word.
Amen. God is good.
Karen, you there?